I am now joined by Daniel Goodrich, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist for Newsday based out of New York. Mr. Goodrich, thanks for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
It must be different feeling being on the other side of the lens, right?
Yes. I'm used to having a camera and being the one in charge.
Right.
Yeah, so, very different.
First of all, congratulations on the Pulitzer that you won in 1997 for your coverage of the TWA Flight 800 crash. But first of all, where did it all start? Where did you get your interest in photojournalism?
At Boston University. When I came here in 1975, I left the Army, came here, and I took photo one, basic photography. My internship was at the BU Medical Center. And through the use of the camera, I had the run of the whole place. I was getting into operations. I was getting behind the scenes of most incredible sights I've ever seen.
Right.
So that's how I developed the interest.
And when did you decide that you wanted to make a career out of it?
When I graduated with my degree in public relations.
And what got your interest started in photography?
I like being behind the scenes. I like news. I was always a news junkie. I used to read the newspapers a lot and always was interested in current events. And the camera gave me entree into a world which I didn't know existed. I could go and get into any place. And I was with where a lot of news was happening. I loved it. I was at seat one of world events, so it was great.
And a typical day for you at Newsday, you know, tell us how it goes and what do you like most about it?
Well, I don't go in the office. I work on it. I now have digital cameras. When I started, it was film. I work out of a laptop computer, out of my car. I transmit my photos in. I call up and get my assignments for the day, which are usually routine. There'll be portraits of executives or go to a courtroom where we're covering a trial or whatever the news events of the day happen to be, and they're not always predictable. So I'll start with a couple assignments, and then as news events happen, I'll break free and cover them.
Now, your Pulitzer Prize-winning piece, which was the coverage of TWA Flight 800 crash,
right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the Pulitzer was for Spot News. That was a staff award, and I was the first photographer on the scene. I just commandeered a helicopter, literally, went to the airport. The flight crashed at night. The next morning, there was no way to get out there that night. We had a photographer that went on a fishing boat. And I knew that the aerial views were important. Went to the airport, and I commandeered a helicopter, literally, and just said, we're going. We'll pay you later. We'll figure out how much it'll cost. And so I was, the helicopter I was in, we were the first on the scene at daybreak.
Right. And what was it like when you got there?
Well, it was gruesome. I mean, there was debris all over. We were flying over it, so you could see it. You could see the boats and the rescues. And we were all looking for survivors, but there were none.
And what made your piece so good? Why is it so rare and so special?
The coverage was, I think Newsday put a lot of reporters on it and subsequently photographers. We stayed with it. We thoroughly covered it. We covered the investigation and did, a journalistic complete piece.
And what does it take to make a good set of photographs, a Pulitzer set of photographs?
I think you want them to be different. You want it, the view to be unique. You want them in a timely fashion to be on the scene of something that's spot news. You need to be there immediately and to follow through with it and get good and compelling photos.
And moving to journalism in general, what do you feel is good about journalism right now?
Well, what's good about it is journalists are still uncovering stories. We're doing one right now. Newsday is running an 8-day story that a reporter worked 4 years on the volunteer firemen on Long Island, and uncovering some information that nobody knew about, how they're spending an awful lot of money. So it's nice. You take on the big guys.
Right. And what are some things that you fear about journalism now in terms of quality or its future?
Job cutbacks. Today, Newsday just laid off 45 people for their second layoff. The LA Times, which is a sister newspaper, today, as I came up, I read in the paper, they're laying off 75 people. The Baltimore Sun, which is a sister paper, is cutting back drastically. So it's a serious issue. They want to take back money from us and vacations and a lot of the benefits that we've had.
All right. And what about in terms of quality?
I think the quality is still the same, except for the fact that I think some newspapers are cutting, by letting go of the senior people, they're taking on people with less experience and less institutional knowledge of what they're covering. But that gets caught up with by, it's a learning curve.
Right. And one of the things that you mentioned earlier was that you hardly ever go into the office. You use your
Correct.
Digital camera and you send it right from your computer.
Correct.
So how has, you know, the creation of the internet and digital cameras and being able to send things wirelessly impacted your field especially?
Well, it's impacted deadlines. Now there's a constant deadline, whereas working for a newspaper, it used to be one deadline, and that was a late at night, so you had a good amount of time before you had to get the photos in. Now they want to post the photos right to the net immediately. So you're under a lot of deadline pressure to get the photos in a very timely fashion.
So what kind of advice do you have for people who are interested in entering the field of photojournalism or journalism in general?
Become a good shooter, be very aggressive, never take no, constantly challenge authority, and just keep plugging away and you bound to succeed. It's a wonderful, absolutely, from my point of view, it's been the best experience of my life. I have seen up front the last 30 years of every major news event in my area and some out of my area. It's been an incredible education.
And what do you hope the future brings for you?
I hadn't thought about it. The future in my business is what assignments are coming up next. What's a good assignment? That's my future. You think ahead of what's good stories. What would you like to cover? What could you do something good with?
All right. Well, Daniel Goodrich from Newsday in New York, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, joining us here. Thank you very much.